Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah will give us a bit more context on the damages that have to be paid. Mishnah says, Kol shehavti bishmirato, hechsharti et nisko. Whatever a person is obligated to guard, to watch, to make sure that damage doesn't occur, he's also obligated at that point to pay for the damage if it does occur, if he failed to watch something properly and he was negligent, he has to pay if damage does happen. Hechsharti b'miksat nizko, havti b'tashlumin b'hechsher kol nizko. There are situations that if even a person only caused part of the damage, that he would have to make the entire payment as if he caused the entire damage. For example, the Bar Tinura brings down, if a person dug a hole, first person digs a hole that's 9 tefahim deep, and he leaves that hole. Then a second person comes along and he digs that hole one more tefah deeper, and then an animal falls in and dies in that pit. The second person who only dug one tefah is obligated to pay for the damage done to that animal, because the status of a 9 tefah hole is not considered to be deep enough to kill an animal. Now that that second person added only one tefah, he made that pit ready and available to kill an animal, so therefore he's the one who's obligated to pay for the entire damage of that dead animal. Nechasim she'en bahem me'ila, the damager pays only for damage to property that's not subject to the laws of me'ila. Me'ila is using the property of the Beit HaMikdash in a beneficial way that you're not allowed to. If you do that, if you damage the property of the Beit HaMikdash, you do not have to pay damages. You're subject to other different halachot about me'ila, but you don't have to pay the damages to that property. Only what we learn from here is private property that doesn't belong to the Beit HaMikdash. And nechasim shel b'nei berit, property of members of B'nai Israel. If a person damaged something from a Jew, he's obligated to pay damages. If it's of a nochri, of a Gentile, he's not obligated to pay those damage. Nechasim hameyuhadim, he pays only for an item that was owned by him. He owned it from the time that the damage happened until the Beit Din told him that he has to pay those damage. It has to be owned by him the entire time. It can't be ownerless. Ubekol makom, he pays for damage that happens anywhere. Chutz mirshut hameyuhadet lamazik, except for the property of the damager. He could say, I'm here in my own house, in my own backyard, and your ox came into my backyard, and then my ox damaged your ox, but it was on my property. I shouldn't be expected to watch over my own ox and my property. You should have made sure that it didn't enter my spot, my property. So therefore, if it's on the property of the mazik, he is not obligated. Urshut hanizak behamazik, in a place that jointly belongs both to the damager and the nizak, the damaged party. What we learned from the second part, Hachamim explain, is that we're talking about only shen and regil, talking about those two avot. In those cases, we learn out ubi'ed b'ste'ahed, from the pasuk that says that the animal damages in the field of another. We learn out with when it comes to shen and from regil, only if damage happened in the property of the nizak. It happens outside in another person's property. But if it's jointly owned by the damager and the damaged party, the mazik and the nizak, that land is not where a person would be obligated to pay the damages. They learn it out from this pasuk, but it's specifically going on those two avot of shen and regel. Shen, damage caused by the animal gaining benefit and pleasure to itself, and regel, damage caused by the animal moving. But when it comes to the other two avot, the owner would be liable even in a spot that he owns together with the nizak. He's only exempt if the damage happens in his own property. We'll finish off with a halakha about the payment. Ukeshehizik, when the damage does happen, have Hamazik leshalem tashlumei nezek b'metav ha'aretz. The damager, the man who's responsible for the guarding of the animal or whatever causes the damage, has to pay the damages from the best of the land that he owns. You could say we learned this in the last Mishnah, and we did. But the Gemara explains that we could learn out an additional law about Kedin, which is damage that an animal does intentionally. It's not normal that it happens, but in that type of damage, a person would be obligated in all situations. We learn that out from this extra clause in the Mishnah.